so bad in the high schools mm-hmm. that we hated for the boys. I mean, the girls were, you know, out, but we couldn't see starting the boys there. And then Harry really wanted to have his own practice, mostly. That was probably another a big reason mm-hmm. that he had worked for Dr. Rennick. And not that he didn't like him or anything, but Dr. Rennick was away all the time. They would go to mm-hmm. Europe, and Harry, you know, I don't think that anybody thought that Harry minded.
But he was just left behind to run the business, right?
Well, he could never get away. We couldn't get away because the Rennicks would spend, you know, a long, long time in Europe. Mm-hmm. And Harry had, and then summertime would come and they'd want to go away again. Mm-hmm. And I know Harry's been called back when we even were in Albuquerque. We were going on a trip and we got a call. He'd fallen or something. Mm-hmm. And so we had to cancel the trip, come back, and,
oh my goodness,
you know, things like that. And I know I told his, secretary, when she worked for him, continued to work for Dr. Rennick, mm-hmm. you know, forever. And then the nurse had died in this, by the time we went to bed and came back. But anyway, when Harry died, we had lunch together. And I made the unfortunate choice of, I said, well, you know, Stella, you know, Harry was just so tired of not having any say-so mm-hmm. in sort of working for Dr. Rennick instead of, mm-hmm. you know, because Dr. Rennick was never there.
How many years did he work for Dr. Rennick?
Well, he started working for him when he, you know, after he got out of his residency, and he worked around town, and then for his internship, and then he took a residency, and then came back, and he had his own practice, and then, mm-hmm. I don't know, then Dr. Rennick asked him to come in with him, and, mm-hmm. and so, you know, yeah, you know, the Rennicks are nice people, and, you know, but Harry was the younger doctor, and mm-hmm. so, anyway, that's...
Interesting. Well, there's a bunch of house terms that I want to ask you about, too. Your chimney, your fireplace. Mm-hmm. The shelf that's on the fireplace, what would you call that?
If we had one, that would be a mantle.
You don't have, we don't have one either.
Yeah, I know you don't.
And what's that room out there on the other side of the fireplace?
On the other side of that, the living room.
Okay. And the thing that the smoke goes up is called?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. And the part out in front of the fireplace is called?
Out in front of the fireplace?
The part that you would sit on.
Oh, well, the, what is that?
A lot of people have trouble thinking of that one.
What is that? I don't know. What is it?
Sometimes I think people think this is the inside of the fireplace where the wood sits. You know what that's called?
Where the wood sits. Oh, you mean the inside. Well, that's the chimney. I mean, well, yeah, and the chimney, that's the... I don't know what...
I'm not sure there is a word for that, but...
I don't know what that is either.
Sometimes they call the part out in front a hearth.
Well, yeah, that's right. That would be a hearth.
Okay. And those things that hold the wood up, the metal supports?
Yeah.
What are those called?
Those are the wrought irons or the irons or the...
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Some people call them andirons. Have you heard that?